Yep, no problem.
No problem. Sorry, I've got my phone on speaker, so that's why it's a little bit loud, because I'm just going to record the conversation, if that's okay with you.
Okay, yep, sure. Perfect. No problem.
Basically, we just want to run through, and as Terry explained, we're just going to do some testimonials for her and her amazing work. So if you could just, she's given me some background on yourself, but if you could possibly just explain to me what your life was like before you visited Terry and Transformational Wellness and how you were feeling.
Probably the biggest thing that she helped me with was fear. I had a lot of fear about everything, really. You know, fear of, and it was sort of probably fear almost, and it was like lack of confidence and all of that sort of stuff all rolled into one. But probably the first time that I realised just exactly how good she'd been for me was when I went to, was meeting a girlfriend at Carousel. And she lives in Ellenbrook. And when I got to the shop, she texted me and said she just left. And I thought, oh, okay, I've got time to, you know, do a few things before she got there. And we decided to meet at Miss Maud's. And so I didn't realise, I sort of forgot that there were two Miss Maud's at Carousel. So she went to one and I went to the other. So I'm sort of standing out the front of Miss Maud's. Now, normally I would have been standing there going, oh, my God, this is so embarrassing. And my stomach would have been going and I'd be going, oh, everyone's looking at me. What should I do? Should I stand here? Should I not? Should I stand somewhere else? Like, you know, I'd be going through all of this and it would be really, like, it would really affect me. And this day I didn't. I just stood there and waited and waited and waited, and in the end she realised that she was at the one end and I was at the other end and she met me. But that was probably the first realisation, was like, wow, you know, like...
Something that would normally cause you so much fear and anguish, but, it actually, you feel that it was so much better after that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and that, I mean, it sounds pretty pathetic.
Hello?
Fear-based anxiety, you know?
So, with this fear, like, can you explain how it controlled your life before you visited Terry?
Well, it probably stopped me doing things. You know, like, it would stop me, and I'd be just a nervous wreck. You know what I mean? Like, I'd say it probably stopped me doing a lot of things. You know, where I just wouldn't do it, or I'd be too scared to do it, or I'd have to have somebody with me, you know, like I would have to have somebody with me. So
you didn't feel comfortable doing things on your own.
You know, whereas now it's like, oh, well, you know, if I have to do something, I'd do it. Or if I have to, even to make phone calls. You know, like, it just would be, I'd get myself all worked up over it, you know, or like I'd be, the anxiety would be just,
So enormous, it would prevent you. So how did you feel after your first session with Terry?
Oh, amazing. I actually, my first session with her was, I felt in my, that my whole head, the way I explained it, and I don't know, because we're car people, we're people who are involved in motorsports, so this is how I related it, but if you've ever had a car that had a flat battery and it was a manual car and you had to push start it, I don't know if you've ever had to do that, but you have to, like, drop the clutch. And so you get that surge of, you know, if someone's pushing it or whatever, you get this boost of energy which kick-starts the engine, which makes you... makes the car go. That's how I related. I had this kickstart in my, it felt like my whole head moved about 3 foot to the side, but it was like, in a good way, it was like my brain was kickstarted. It was just unbelievable.
A very surreal experience.
Absolutely.
That's fabulous. That's great that you got that immediately from the first session too.
And it was,
Sorry.
It wasn't something that I was, like, I didn't really know what to expect.
Yeah, yep.
You know, like, you, as you don't, like, you know, but that was just so, so powerful. It was just like, wow, you know. Yep.
Exactly. And so how many sessions did you have in total with Terry?
Oh, God, I don't know. I couldn't tell you now. She'd be better off. I had the first three. And then I had another couple. Then she I recommended someone. She gave me a free one.
Yeah.
And I've had, I reckon probably I would have had 8 or 10.
Yeah.
I guess 8, 10, I suppose. But I've made up my mind now that I'm going to go regularly to her.
Yeah, just as a bit of a top-up.
I just want to continue. I just want to keep feeling better and better and better and better.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
And
yeah,
it's good to keep on top of it and keep fresh in your mind and things like that. So
that's great. Absolutely. Yeah. So, because she, you know, I haven't been to her for a little while now because she hasn't been well. But I don't know. The last one was probably a month, 6 weeks ago, I suppose. I went to her.
No,
she's been amazing, really amazing.
No, she has. She sounds like she's totally changed your life in terms of, you know, obviously allowing you to do what things that you wouldn't have normally done before.
Yeah, well, certain things you do. I mean, you go to the shop, you'd go to the shop to meet your friend anyway, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's the experience that you get out of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like, just the anxiety and the fear factor of standing in the middle of the shopping centre, feeling, you know, insecure and feeling just,
it's enough to make you not want to do it.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Like, you want to do it, but you don't want to do it, you know, like,
exactly.
So how
far back did you, were you feeling this fear and anxiety? Like, how long has that been in your life for?
Oh, forever. That was I grew up with it. I grew up in a fearful fear, raised on fear. I was too scared to go to sleep at night, and I was too scared to go home from school, and the weekends was because I lived with an abusive, my dad was quite violent, not towards me, but towards my mum. So everything I did was sort of fear-based, really. Yeah,
absolutely. It's something that was so entrenched in you too.
Yeah, that's right, So, I mean, it's, you know, and I probably still got a certain amount of fear there. That's why I want to keep going back to get rid of every last little bit. Do you know what I mean? You can't take away in 6 or 8 or 10 sessions what's been ingrained in you for 50-odd years.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I mean, I have. There's always been fear. There's fear of everything, you know, that I ever did.
That just sounds so debilitating. That just sounds so debilitating to feel like that for so long.
Well, it becomes a part of your life and you probably don't realise how much it controls you until it's not there anymore.
Yeah, yep.
You know what I mean?
That's like, exactly right.
So, I mean, it's sort of something that you just, if it's in your life on a daily or weekly basis where you know, that's the feeling that you're having, it sort of becomes the norm until then it doesn't happen. And then you go, well, hang on a minute, like, you know, now you can sort of see there's a difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and I'd much prefer this way than the old way.
Absolutely. That's a great story, and I'm so glad that, she's been able to manage you get over your hurdles.
No, she truly is amazing. I mean, can't speak highly enough of her.
No, she's an amazing lady, that's for sure.
Yeah, she is, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And then also, as a part of...